Alrighty, let's get this show going down the road. Ed Alexander and Bill Buckmaster welcoming you to the Buckmaster Show. It is Tuesday, the 28th of July, 2015. We're coming to you from AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, and we're live streaming, which is very important these days for a radio station to have that live streaming capability. You can find us the stream at kvoi.com and on my website, buckmastershow.com, and then we make it easy for you. If you missed a portion of the show, our podcasts and show archive on my website 24/7 at buckmastershow.com. We will begin with a conversation with the school superintendent of Sahuarita, Dr. Manny Valenzuela, and that will be followed by our Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Certified financial planner Shelley Fishman is in studio and giving me a two thumbs up kind of day, and I like that because as folks who are regular listeners to our Money Market, our Money Maker Report know, Tuesdays can be somewhat problematic on the Dow, but today we've got nothing but smiles from Shelley. The bottom of the hour, it is Christmas in July. We'll be trying to help out local foster children, and then the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report presented by Fox Tucson Theater. We'll be calling upon Visit Tucson's Dan Gibson to give us the latest in the arts. The live line number 790-2040 and our Facebook page is Bill Buckmaster. Well, the Sahuarita Unified School District will ask voters in the fall for $40 million for capital purchases. With us on the live line from Sahuarita, the superintendent of the Sahuarita School District, Dr. Manny Valenzuela. Dr. Valenzuela, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Tell me about this. Why $40 million and where's the money? Why ask voters now for this particular bond?
Yes, sir. Well, basically, the choice that's being put out to voters is an opportunity to exercise local control about the direction of the district. You know, we're working really hard to advance a really strong, bold vision of strong community collaboration, strong programs, very intentionally. And the fact of the matter is that there are some uncertainties at the state level and state funding of education in particular. In our respective district, which is about 6,000 students, we cover 606 square miles here just south of the Metro Tucson area. And we've lost about $8 million in the last 5 years. A significant majority of that is in the area of what's called capital override, or now called district additional assistance. This is money that's used for pretty mission-critical functions, like making sure that our buildings are in good shape physically from a safety standpoint, operational standpoint. It's probably 100 degrees today. We got to make sure when school starts next week, the air conditioning works, the systems are updated, modern, that we have good roofs and good carpet and things like that. It's also used for instructional tools like textbooks, technology, athletic equipment, band instruments, school buses, and we've been cut like 85%. This year, just to give a concise example, the funding formula calls for a district of our size to get about $2.5 million for these specific functions, and we're getting about a little over $400,000. So what this bond does is it provides a local option for the local community to invest in this type of infrastructure within the boundaries of its own school district.
Why not a capital override rather than a bond issue?
Right. Well, a capital override is a little bit different. The bond is a longer-term investment, and we had a capital override on the ballot last year. It was narrowly defeated. Our maintenance and operation programmatic override passed. The reason that we feel that a bond is reasonable and prudent right now is the unique context of our specific district, which is largely positive. We are still growing. We're a growing community. And so the need, for example, for new school construction or new classroom space is significant. And right now there are questions about the state school construction funding mechanism and related matters. And so this is an opportunity for us to be proactive and forward-thinking in meeting the needs of our community. As you can imagine, it takes time to plan, design, and actually construct buildings, and we want to be out in front of that. We don't want to be reactive where we don't have enough space to meet the service needs of our community.
Where would these new buildings come in, or where would they be built, Dr. Valenzuela?
Well, yes, and that's, you know, some of those details. I tell people when they ask me, you know, the objectives are pretty clear and specific. The details are inclusive and by design evolving. We know we need at the K-8 level a significant amount of space over the course within the next couple, 2 or 3 years to make sure that we have sufficient space. But what we're evaluating is, do we expand the current school buildings specifically here on our main campus to make more room, which has its pros and cons, or do we go out and try and secure land and build an entirely new facility? And these are issues we grapple with. I think it's important for the community to be involved in these decisions because both options have pros and cons, both from logistics and also from financial standpoints. But I think clearly there's a need to be forward thinking in terms of meeting these physical facility needs in order that we can serve programmatically for our students.
And the cost of this would cost, or what would the average homeowner wind up paying?
Right. The average, and obviously, you know, first of all, we're very sensitive to the context in which we're going forward on this thing. And I know there's other districts in the area that are doing similar. And we're aware, for example, that we're coinciding with a major bond initiative in Pima County and other measures. And we're also aware that, you know, people's pocketbooks have their limits in terms of how much they can be reasonably taxed. And we're sensitive to that. This particular measure, if passed, would cost a homeowner with a home of assessed value of about $124,000, about $60 a year additional. And that's if it was all sold at once. And, of course, we wouldn't sell $40 million. We wouldn't foreseeably sell $40 million at once. It would be strategically phased in based on these particular initiatives. And but if they were sold at once, it would cost that homeowner of the $125,000 assessed value, not market value, assessed value home, about $60. And given the context of our growth, in addition to some other tax levy fluctuations, like the fact that we no longer have that capital outlay override anymore, it's reasonable that to say that we don't expect there to be a significant spike in taxes for the average residential homeowner in the area.
All right, let's go to our live line. Ingrid has a question for Dr. Valenzuela, and she called us at 790-2040. Hello, Ingrid.
Hello, gentlemen. Sir, I'd like to ask you about your response to Mr. Buckmaster about why bonds. Yes, why bonds? I was listening very carefully to what you said, and somehow or other it seemed as if the answer was incomplete, and you may have gone off on a tangent. I would like to suggest and repeat what a lot of people are saying, that so much of the interest, there's a lot of interest on a bond, and it doesn't go to the project to which it's earmarked.
Okay.
Furthermore, you have holding companies involved in managing this money. A lot of the money is, I'll put this in quotes, frittered away. It does not go to the project.
All right. Ingrid, let's let Dr. Valenzuela elaborate a little bit more on that question about why bonds. Go ahead, sir.
Absolutely. And I certainly desire to be as direct and upfront about that. And Ingrid, thank you very much for your questions and for your comment. And there's no question that, you know, $40 million is a lot of money. And we're definitely committed to being transparent, upfront, and honest about how it's being used. The reason that we feel bond is a viable option is because of the specific options that we have in building a new school or new school construction. The state has a funding mechanism for such needs, or has historically had that over the last several years. At the current time, the state does not appear to be funding that mechanism. The system is in place, but the fund allocation to meet the needs of schools such as ours that are growing, and there are a few others around the state that are growing, is not there. And so that does, for districts that have a viable need for pretty large-scale additions of classroom space. A capital override or other functions are not really options that are possible. The bond option is the only one that we've been able to identify that is specifically targeted to meeting the new facility needs of districts that are growing and of financing. Of course, we're committed to being good stewards, to being prudent, to making sure that they're not, as you said, you know, frittered off or anything mm-hmm. like that. We are committed to being good stewards and being open and honest about how we're doing that.
And when will you have the specifics for this? What exactly will be in this question, sir?
Well, the specifics of what it's going to go for is like I said, the objectives are specific and they're mm-hmm. clear. I could tell you it's approximately $2.5 million for construction of new facilities, $8.5 million for the renovation and improvement of existing facilities, many of which are 50 to 60 years old. It's the purchase of pupil transportation vehicles, about $4 million. You know, we have about 3,000 miles daily we put on our vehicles, and so the need to phase safe, updated, you know, functional vehicles is very important.
Okay.
The purchase of equipment and technology, it's clearly laid out. The part that is still to be determined is, for example, whether we're going to build a new school or we're going to try and build these classrooms on the existing campus. And I think that's a worthy conversation to have with our community, and we will be engaging in that process through multiple facets throughout the fall leading up to the election.
Okay, Dr. Valenzuela, we have to run. Thank you very much for being with us. Thanks.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for the opportunity to share.
Thanks a lot. Dr. Valenzuela from the Sahuarita School District. Silver City and Grant County have their big event this weekend. It's the Clay Festival, everything to do with pottery. The Silver City Arts and Culture District in downtown historic Silver City presenting this. It runs through the 20th. It's underway really right now. It began yesterday through the weekend. So everything to do with pottery, going to be a fun time. It's just 3 hours east of Tucson to Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. And there are plenty of great places to stay, like Bear Creek Cabins and Gila Hot Springs Ranch. Find out more on their website, southwestnewmexico.org. We will be right back.
Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary works to end the senseless abuse of horses and burros so these noble creatures can live free of pain and suffering. Its ranch in Amado is home to dozens of rescued equines who receive special care as they await new, loving homes. Won't you help? Visit equinevoices.org. Equine Voices, a voice for all equines who cannot speak for themselves.
Hi, Dr. Kevin Lehman. Want to see the fastest draw in all the West? Want to see it again? Anyway, if you're looking for somebody to take care of those termites that you've got in your house, do yourself a favor. Call my friend Shelby Hawkins over at Five Star Termite and Pest Control. They do a great job, they're economical, and they're friendly to our environment. 886-0045.
We're Five Star Pest Control, and we know what bugs you.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is, our certified financial planner with a big smile on his face, Shelley Fishman. Shelley, how are you?
Oh, I'm great today, Bill. Finally, a couple of hundred points.
Yeah, we've had some kind of tough Tuesdays here, but yeah. Things are up a couple hundred points, as you say, and we certainly could use a little stability because, let's face it, I think so far 2015 has been the roller coaster year.
It's been a roller coaster, and it's... you know, you're up and down, up and down, up and down, and the net of all of that motion is we're kind of flat for the year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just been a little bit of stomach turning turbulence for investors. Bonds are down now; they're kind of back up a little bit. I think there's been, just as we've talked about, enough uncertainty out there in an environment where corporate earnings have been, even though they've been positive, they haven't been spectacularly positive. And a lot of people just worried about things that are going on in Europe, things that are going on in China, things that are, you know, tending to just make people a little bit uncertain. You know, we just had a consumer sentiment came out, I think it was this morning,
mm-hmm.
and it's as low as it's been in, you know, in several cycles. We've got a not great housing report that came out yesterday. So people are just holding their breath and saying, you know, this market has done pretty well. We think the Fed is going to raise interest rates a little bit, probably not much. Let's kind of sit back and watch this thing. And then every time we get something that looks like it might be upsetting, it is.
And for investors, this is a mature market, but, you know, we're in 5 or 6 years of an upswing and folks have done very well overall. I'm sure your clients have done very well, but now we run into this at least through the first 7 months, kind of a flat year.
Yeah, we've had an average since the bottom of the market, mm-hmm. and that's probably not fair to look at the very bottom of in March of 2009, but let's just take a look at, mm-hmm. for instance, the market performance since, for instance, the beginning of the Obama presidency, and we are well above the long-term average. which is typically 11 or 12%, and I think we're up at around 16. So the market is outperforming its long-term averages, and as a result, investors have done pretty well. In addition, even though bonds have slowed down, the bond market performance over the past 6-7 years has also been pretty good.
Well, of course, China in the focus, and China equity markets are really crazy. I mean, it's hard to kind of judge the way. For those of us who are used to an American marketplace, it's so different in China, right?
And putting it in context, we're looking at the number one or number two economy in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So their effect on world trade is as great as ours. We have seen them slow down from a steady state of 12% a year, down to something less than that. They're claiming 7.5% or 8%. There's a lot of skepticism around that number. Maybe the number is only 3.5% or 4%. In addition, this is uncharted territory, Bill. We have an economy that is controlled by the government in many, many ways. At the same time, there's a lot of free market capitalism going on. So we have this new model of state-sponsored capitalism that Ian Bremmer wrote about so effectively 2002, 2003. But we really don't know how it reacts to crises. We really don't know if you're the government controlling that economy and setting objectives for that economy, what works and what doesn't work. We've had, I think, something like 30 big pullbacks in the market in the past 10 years.
It's a hybrid market.
It's a hybrid market. Mm-hmm. You have a market that has a lot of controls.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of public participation in the market ownership. You have the government controlling interest rates. You have the government reacting to swings in the market by putting restrictions on the market's ability to, just do what markets do. And yet, despite all of those government controls, the market still overpowers those controls and does what markets do. You also have a frightening amount of debt that is characterizing the investors, the small or medium-sized investors in the Chinese marketplace. So when that market really kind of falls significantly and the people who have taken out that debt, it's kind of like a bubble. So even though there might not be margin calls as we'd have here, the propensity of people or the ability of people to spend at a time when their debt is not returning to them the kind of gains and performance they're expecting, their propensity to spend goes down. When the Chinese consumer stops spending, that has, of course, a snowball
ripple effect
on their whole GDP and their long-term plan to become, instead of an exporter of milk goods and, printed circuit boards, to really develop that middle class, that consumer middle class, so that they won't be dependent upon exports of small tag items. That really affects that plan. When the Chinese consumer stopped spending, the Chinese stop importing from a lot of places in the developing world where they import from, oil, gas, energy, rice, believe it or not, and a lot of consumer goods that the Chinese import from elsewhere, mostly in Asia.
You would think a huge country like China, with all their geographic space, would be rich in commodities.
You would think.
But it is not the case. They need oil, they need gas.
They don't have a very resource-rich in stuff that you extract from the ground. But as importantly, their farming system has not developed into the large-scale, very efficient farms that we have. It's still very much family-run farms. As a result, they're not able to feed the population, the demands of the population, especially since so much of the population has now moved into the cities. So the Chinese are importing a lot of that. When the Chinese consumer stops spending or slows down their spending, it affects everybody.
All right, Shelley Fishman, thank you very much. Shelley, we can find out more from you by going to
BuckmasterShow.com.
So the rest of the year, you think, got 5 months left in the year, maybe hopefully get up to what you had predicted.
Yeah,
I
think 6 to 10% is about what we're going to see. I think we're going to see very good reports next week on GDP and unemployment.
Good.
And that's going to stimulate things.
All right, we'll take it. Thank you very much, Shell. Have a great week.
You too, Bill.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from Emil Franzi, Phil Richardson, and other top national columnists. Plus, Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, Rebecca Guthrie on books, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Published Mondays and Thursdays. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The Regional Transportation Authority is delivering its promises, completing 149 out of 200 intersection improvements, 48 of 80 pedestrian safety crossings, 108 of 200 bus pullouts, and 226 miles of 500 promised bike lanes. Since the 2006 voter approval of the RTA plan, some 650 projects are completed. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Hi. Wouldn't you like a voice like mine talking about your business? Saying things like, thank you for calling, or press 1 for hours and directions. Well, it can. Cox Business offers Voice Manager, allowing you to get a professional voice to record your voicemail greeting. And with my voice, you'll need to warn whoever manages your lead gen data, because your customer base is about to expand. If you don't like my voice...
There's always mine.
Thank you for calling. All our customers are important to us.
How do you like that?
I think mine might be more appropriate.
You don't know that.
I can do fancy accents.
Oh, as good as this.
Make a great impression before you answer the phone. Cox Business Internet and Voice Manager is only $99 per month. Plus, get your first month free. Bundle and save today. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 8/30/15. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
¶¶
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It is Christmas in July at each of the 7 Tucson Federal Credit Union branches throughout Tucson. It's to benefit children currently being served by Devereaux, Arizona, and Avia. Through August 10th, donation boxes are located at all TFCU locations. The community will have a choice of donating teddy bears for kids receiving services through Devereaux, Arizona, or they can do a backpack for kids served by Avia. With me in studio, Miguel Cruz. Miguel is Vice President of Marketing at Tucson Federal Credit Union, and Abel Chains, is that?
Chinez,
I'm sorry there, not Abel. Parent Aid Coordinator at Devereaux, Arizona. Devereaux was founded in 1912 and is a leading nonprofit behavioral health organization providing services to children and families in Tucson and Phoenix communities. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Miguel, why did Tucson Federal Credit Union get involved in this?
Well, that's a great question, Bill. One that pretty much established the foundation of Tucson Federal Credit Union. We have been in business since 1937, and pretty much ever since we have been involved in the community. And through all those years, almost more than 75 years, we have been part of the Tucson community. And especially for the last 8 years, since our current CEO, Susan Stansberry, took the helmet at Tucson Federal Credit Union, her mission has been, and it will continue to be very involved in the community. So one of the areas that we have been working in Tucson Federal Credit Union is to work with all the different non-for-profits in Tucson who do transformational work, and definitely Devereaux is one of them. When you see the great work that they do in the community, the only way that we can pretty much help is to assist in this type of events that we're doing right now in Tucson Federal Credit Union is because it's transformational work, and we wanted to help people, and that's at the core of the credit union philosophy, people helping people.
And Abel, you're a parent aid coordinator at Devereaux, Arizona. How much of a need is there? I know there is a huge issue with trying to get kids, foster kids, get them some help.
Yes, well, thank you. First off, I want to say thank you very much, sir, for having me on the show. And again, Miguel, thank you so much for the Tucson Federal Credit Union for supporting this event. So currently, in Pima County, there is over 5,000 children that are in DCS custody, formerly known as CPS. Mm-hmm. And just to give you just a little background, what we do at our parent aid program is to help facilitate visits between parents and their children, the children being removed from their parents. And just last year, we worked with over 300 families, and about 6,000 children came through our center alone. So there's definitely a need. And, you know, we're trying to make these positive memories. And that's what this bear program is so great, is because we're helping to create those positive memories and to give the family hope that tomorrow is going to be a brighter day, and that this event right now is not going to dictate what in the next couple of years is going to look like, and so on and so forth.
How about the whole teddy bear angle, Abel?
Well, the teddy bear angle is... came from when I thought about my youth, mm-hmm. and I think a lot of people have a similar story, that they were giving a doll, a toy, a stuffed animal, a blanket from their parent, and they cherish that. And there's a lot of sentimental value. And when they're scared, or when they're, you know, they go back to that toy and say, I feel safe. Mm-hmm. I feel, you know, at home. And we're trying to create that same sense with this bear program. So when a child comes to our center, the child and their parent get to pick out a bear together. And then together they get to do a bear certificate, where they get to pick the child, the bear's name, the birth date. And then they also get a booklet called All About Me and My Bear, where they get to work together with their parent to talk about what the bear's favorite food is, what the bear's favorite color is. You know, children a lot of times will project their feelings and emotions onto like inanimate objects. So most likely, if Billy's favorite color is green, the bear's favorite color is going to be green, and the parent learns that. Because a lot of typically functioning parents probably don't even know like what their child's favorite food or color is. So if a parent's only seeing their child for 2 hours a week, and that's sometimes what these families are getting, that's almost impossible.
Mm. 2 hours a week sometimes? That's it?
Some families get 2 hours twice a week, unfortunately, is kind of what the court dictates. So we're trying to take that and make it as positive and as, you know, memory building as we can.
Miguel, you were talking about transformational kind of organizations like Devereaux, and so many people complain this is a very poor community and not enough is done to help people, but you've been around a long time. It's a really, and so have I, it's a very, very caring community.
Absolutely. I think this is exactly what we're talking about. When we look into all the different organizations and business organizations specifically who are in Tucson, they're pretty community-minded, because it's not that we are helping people out. I think we're part of who we are as a community. One of the things that we're doing at Tucson Federal Credit Union is part of our cultural beliefs is paying it forward. And this is exactly what we are doing in relation to the community service, instead of supporting all the volunteer work that we do in the community. And once again, I mean, it's not that we are literally believing the human being. I think we're helping out because we are fortunate enough to do it. And also, from our perspective, is who we are. So the people who work at Tucson Federal Credit Union, and we see this as one of our missions in life, I mean, for us, it's not help. It's just more of a, this is who we are, and this is how we do, and help another human being to be better. And when it comes to kids, it's even, you know, more prominent.
Absolutely. So, and the donation centers are at each of the branches?
Yes, we have 7 different locations. So we have, through the whole organization, even our corporate office, that will be the 8th one, we are picking up and bringing all the different teddy bears and backpacks in those 7 different branches. If your listeners would like to see where the locations are, they can visit our website, TucsonFCU.com, and they will be able to see where are the 7 locations on the branches that we have.
And able folks can also go to your website, Devereaux, that's DevereauxAZ.org, to find out the locations as well.
That is correct. And also our admin office on 6141 East Grant Road is also a drop-off location as well.
And do you use volunteers as well, Abel, or no?
Well, some of our programs at Devereaux do use volunteers. Our program in particular, the Parent Aid one, does not. So a lot of these bears are going to be done by us caring staff, you know, and I can't thank the Parent Aids enough for all the work they do to make a difference in these children's lives, because we definitely see it. And that's, people laugh like, oh, Abel always talks about his bear program, but it's because I see, I see the positive impact. I see the child smile. I see the family smile, and I see that growing togetherness. And that's what I'm trying to spread to everyone.
And the size of the teddy bear, Abel, it doesn't necessarily have to be one of these giant ones that you see sitting next to some people in cars. You know, there's a big giant teddy bear. I suppose size isn't all that big a deal.
Not at all. Love comes in all different shapes and sizes, and that's what we believe at Devereaux.
Okay, we're going to wrap it up. And Miguel, quickly, yes. Again, folks can go to your website.
Absolutely. They can visit TucsonFCU.com, and they can see all the different 7 different locations in which we have drop-offs for the teddy bears and the backpacks.
And Abel, again, at Devereaux, Arizona. Devereaux, A-Z, O-R-G.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, and Devereaux, for folks that don't know, as I pointed out, it's really... it was started by an individual back in 1912, correct?
Yeah, that's very true. And we've grown since then to 11 different states. We're one of the largest nonprofits in the country. And like I said, every day we're making a difference to these kids' lives.
Thank you very much, both of you, and good luck. We should point out that this teddy bear program, it does not just, even though we were saying it's Christmas in July, this will run through August the 10th, correct?
Exactly.
All right.
Yes. Well, thank you guys very much for making this a little experience for these children a little more bearable.
Thanks a lot.
Thank
bearable.
You.
Thank
you,
like
gentlemen.
That.
All right. Be right back on the Buck
Master
Show.
Very welcome.
American Openings is pleased to be a sponsor of Good News Radio Broadcasting, featuring local news and information on AM 1030 KVOI, the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ on KGMS 940 AM, positive and encouraging music on 88.1 FM K-Love, and pop classics on KCEE 690 AM. American Openings is a locally owned door and window manufacturer, concerned about our community and proud to be a partner with Good News Radio to help make our community a better place.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 650 projects to date, including pedestrian safety crossings, intersection safety improvements, and bus pullouts, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Wednesday for a newsmaker interview with Tucson City Councilman Steve Kasachek. Also, an update on animal welfare issues from Barbara Brown of the Community Foundation of Southern Arizona. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on Tucson's AM 1030, KVOI, The Voice, and anywhere in the world, live streaming podcasts and our archive on my website. That's very simple to remember, buckmastershow.com. Alrighty then, welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This week's Every Other Tuesday Arts Report on Buckmaster is sponsored by the Fox Tucson Theater, presenting Dennis DeYoung, a founding member of STIX. That's this Friday, July 31st. Singer, songwriter, and keyboardist Dennis DeYoung wrote and is lead singer on 7 of the band's 8 top 10 hits, including Lady, Babe, and Come Sail Away, along with Renegade. Visit foxtucson.com today to purchase tickets to Dennis DeYoung, a founding member of STIX, and be sure to visit the Fox's amazing August schedule, including Jody Messina on August 5th, Remember the King, 80 Years of Elvis on August the 9th, Comedy for Charity on August 16th, Glenn Miller Orchestra August 19th, George Clinton and Parliament Funkadella August 21st, and Twist and Shout on the 22nd of August. Again, for more information, visit foxtucson.com. Let's welcome now from Visit Tucson, Dan Gibson. Dan, along with Margaret Regan, are our regular arts contributors here on the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report. Dan, how are you?
I'm great. Pleasure to be on the air with you.
What's going on in the arts this week?
You know, it's the summer. There's plenty of things to do. But, you know, once the summer starts getting to an end, you start seeing August, a lot of big shows, a lot of things coming to galleries. So it is a hot time for art right now. I think probably the biggest thing, Arizona Biennial, Tucson Museum of Art. It's the 67th year of this program. I think it's the longest running art show in Arizona. 33 artists with 50 pieces. They were selected by Irene Hoffman of Site Santa Fe. Out of 1,490 pieces of art that were submitted, there's painting, there's sculpture, photography, video, installation art. That opened on the 25th. July 25th was the first day. It runs through October 11th. And they'll have a closing show if you want to mark your calendars for October 11th for their biennial bash. Plenty of information about that at TucsonMuseumOfArt.org.
And the whole biennial, I was going to say that we had Julie Sassy on, the chief curator, a week or so, and she was going over some of the biennial of, and as you point out, it is, I think, the longest running biennial thing, arts thing in the United States at a museum. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's an incredible show, and there's, you know, I hate to say the cliche, something for everyone, but I mean, there's art that you'll find just sort of aesthetically pleasing, provocative, interesting, confusing, all over the board. All the feelings you can experience at Tucson Museum of Art. At a Contreras Gallery, there's, you know, a double header on Saturday. Two shows opening on the same day on 6th Street. Contreras Gallery has Milagros. That opens on August 1st and runs through the 29th. They have a reception from 6 to 9 p.m. on Saturday. It's Ex Votos. They're by different Tucson artists like Christina Cardenas, Melo Dominguez, C.C. Garcia. An ex voto is it's like a votive. It's a work of art. You give it to a saint or some sort of like spiritual figure, and it's sort of either a vow, like I promise to do this, or some sort of thanks for protection given, stuff like that. In this case, I mean, it ranges from a query to Saint Francis for watching over your dogs, to a call to a luchador to keep you to keep him safe from the monsters under his bed. Contreras Gallery is at 110 East 6th Street. And you can find information about that at ContrarasHouseFineArt.com. Right down the street, 222 East 6th Street, you have Moen Mason Gallery, relatively new, about a year old. Really provocative art, like with a political edge. Their new show is called Backtrack. It's narratives on race. That's opens on August 1st. They're having a reception also from 6 to 10. Well, theirs is from 6 to 10 p.m., so you can hit both on Saturday night. That's through August and September. Artists like Najee Dorsey, E.J. Brown, Oscar Sancho Nin. It's about art in the sort of post-Ferguson era. Really provocative stuff, thought-provoking work. They're at 222 East 6th, and it's Moen, M-O-E-N, Mason, M-A-S-O-N, gallery.com. Got time for another, Bill?
I do have time, and I Ed, thank you very much for bringing up Dan's website, visittucson.org, and you're making quite an effort to include on your events calendar all the different arts things going on in town. I looked like Philibom has an ongoing exhibit at the Glass Gallery, and you've got other events that are listed there as well.
Yeah, Debbie Melcher, one of our, one of the communications people here, works with me, does an incredible job of keeping track of all that stuff. She's a big, I mean, the one thing is that everyone here really loves Tucson, so we want to see it do well. So we, list things for our partners, but also just things that people might be interested in doing. So we hope that, while obviously we're trying to attract people to come to Tucson, if you go to visit Tucson.org, you'll find something to do. Even if you aren't visiting, if you're just in, you live here. So we try to provide that service for people, and we should have a new website hopefully by the end of the year that'll provide even more content in that space.
Yeah, and I was just looking at the calendar. It looks like there's an art walk coming up. I think that's, let's see, I think you've got that July 30th, so that's coming up this weekend, an art walk downtown.
It's a gallery,
excuse me.
A gallery row art walk?
It isn't downtown. It is Gallery Row. That's going to be a Thursday night art walk for folks living up in the foothills, Skyline at Campbell. That should be fun.
Yeah, something for everyone, and you kind of forget. I mean, maybe, you think of downtown as where art is, but that area in the foothills has an incredible amount of galleries, a lot of variety. I mean, even from, just starting at the De Grazia Gallery from all around, there's a myriad number of options up there.
Okay, I got time for a couple more here, Dan.
All right, so Rialto Theater. If you're looking for live music, Thursday, July 30th, Otmar Liebert. I may have been saying his name wrong this whole time, I'm not sure, but it's a multicultural take on flamenco, classical guitar, people love this guy.
Yep.
You're familiar with, you know, a lot of records, a pretty big deal, and puts on an incredible show with his group Mano Negra. Tickets starting at $24. That's not bad. Go up to $32 for the really good ones. That's a reserve seat, so you don't have to worry about standing. Doors at 7, the show's at 8. They announced a stack of new shows on Monday, so, you know, mark your calendar. I hope that people have their calendars out already, but September 19th, they have Steep Canyon Rangers coming up, bluegrass, Americana stuff. October 6th, they have the Mavericks, who are an incredible band. 10/13, the Swedish folk guy, Jose Gonzalez. November 10th, Patty Griffin. So go to rialtotheater.com for more information about that. Plenty. I mean, there's so much to do. The Loft has a Bill Murray-themed art show on Wednesday as local artists pay tribute to the irascible and incomparable Bill Murray. I mean, I don't know if you did you submit something for that show, Bill? Were you gonna,
no, I didn't.
Maybe a print or something, maybe a watercolor.
Yeah, no, nothing.
Okay, well, I mean, that's worth checking out. 6 to 7:30 p.m. free on Wednesday. They've been showing Bill Murray movies all month, so now they're having a Bill Murray art show, which makes sense. You also have Mr. Holmes, which stars Ian McKellen, which is a look at the sort of an innovative look at the life of Sherlock Holmes. They have a ton of new movies opening on Friday. The Stanford Prison Experiment, which is not the feel-good movie of the year. Bat Kid Begins, which people may remember, Make-A-Wish campaign that went through the city's streets of San Francisco, where they gave a kid an opportunity to be Batman. That's a real tearjerker. A World War One love story, testament of youth. All that at loftcinema.com. You can go to TucsonFestivalFilms.com. You can learn more about our forthcoming festival films in October.
Yeah, I just heard about this. Tucson is going to be launching a film festival in October.
Yeah, so this is a good, solid idea from our mayor, Jonathan Rothschild, who said, you know, listen, we have 8 big film festivals here in Tucson. Now, how do we get all those things together? We make one. Obviously, these film festivals are still going to happen, but one sort of best of those film festivals. We believe it's the first collaborative film festival ever.
Wow.
So this will be in October. It's mostly at the Temple of Music and Art. More details to come, but you can like it on Facebook to find out when the films are released, or you can sign up for an email newsletter at TucsonFestivalOfFilms.com. It's going to be great.
You know, Dan, I was going to say, excuse me for standing
your
on your vocal cords there, but we had Craig Sumberg as our guest on our Friday Focus interview. Craig doing a great job at the Fox, and
sure.
I didn't realize that the Fox, when it opened in 1930, was like something like, I think he said either the 2,000 or 3,000 Fox Theater to open, and there are about 40 or 50 left in the United States, so there aren't many of these historic theaters left, Dan Gibson, in the country.
Yeah, absolutely. Just historic theaters in general are a little bit hard to find, and the unique construction of the Fox, and the fact that they have, you know, it's a beautiful, beautiful venue, but then also they have great shows. So, you know, what more could you possibly ask for?
And I think that the Fox and the Rialto are complementing each other with the wide variety of entertainment available. And now with UA Presents using the Fox as one of their venues, too. It's almost like there's a synergy happening with our theater presenters.
And you're starting to see more stuff at the Music Hall as well, the TCC Music Hall. So when you have the sort of opportunity, the thing you want is sort of a critical mass of things to do, that you want to be able to go downtown or look on the calendar and say, hey, there's all these options that, you know, you don't feel like you could go wrong, and the fact that there's generally something, there probably isn't a night in town that, where there isn't something happening at either the Rialto or Congress or the Fox or the TCC, and most nights there's a couple things to choose from, and, you know, Rialto books some shows at the Fox, and the Fox has their own lineup. Mm-hmm. It's a great time for entertainment. I mean, I grew up in this town, and I thought, you know, sometimes there was like, gosh, nothing comes here. But really now there's a plethora of riches. I feel like I'm missing something every day.
Dan Gibson, thank you very much for your support. Visit Tucson is your home, and your website, visittucson.org, or is it com?
It's .org, or like us on Facebook, all that stuff.
There you go. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
The Every Other Tuesday Arts Report on Buckmaster, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, presenting the all-ages show, Remember the King, Elvis on Sunday, August 9th at a special time. It's 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Robert Shaw in full Elvis costume, starring in this fitting tribute to the king of rock and roll. Also in August, on Saturday, the 22nd, the Fox presents Twist and Shout, the definitive Beatles experience, which will go deep into the Beatles songbook. To purchase tickets to Dennis DeYoung, a founding member of Styx, this Friday, July 31st, Remember the King, celebrating 80 years of Elvis, on Sunday, August 9th, and Twist and Shout, the definitive Beatles experience, on Saturday, August 22nd. Visit foxtucson.com. That'll do it today for the Buckmaster Show Tuesday edition. Mike Shaw for Tucson at 4 from 4 to 5 this afternoon. Then we'll launch 3 hours again of local talk, 6 to 9, right here on KVOI, Wake Up Tucson. And then the Daily Double from 8 to 9. And me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you at 12:04, along with Ed Alexander, engineering and producing our midweek show tomorrow. We wish you a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.